Foundations for Living is the radio ministry of Van Buren United Methodist Church and is underwritten by our friends at Fincan and Ford in Hartford City. We are happy you tuned in, and we invite you to be our guest as we listen to Reverend Cindy Osgood, pastor of Van Buren United Methodist Church, and we explore together Foundations for Living.
Good morning. Welcome to the Van Buren United Methodist Church.
The soul of man is like a ship that sails on the sea of time. The storms may come, the winds may blow, and rock this ship.
Storm, he sees no more, unless
Today's scripture lesson is first going to come from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, and then we're going to move to the book of Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 52. The Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, who was king of Israel, given to grasp wisdom and discipline, to understand deep thoughts, to acquire the discipline of wise behavior, righteousness and justice and fairness, to give insight to gullible people, to give knowledge and foresight to the young. A wise person will listen and continue to learn, and the understanding person will gain direction. To understand a proverb and a clever saying, the words of the wise people and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Stubborn fools despise wisdom and discipline. And moving on to Luke. After doing everything the Lord's teachings required, Joseph and Mary returned to their hometown of Nazareth in Galilee. The child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was with him. Every year, Jesus' parents would go to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went as usual. When the festival was over, they left for home. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it. They thought that he was with the others who were traveling with them. After traveling for a day, they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. 3 days later, they found him in the temple courtyard. He was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. His understanding and his answers stunned everyone who heard him. When his parents saw him, they were shocked. His mother asked him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been worried sick looking for you." Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you realize that I had to be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned with them to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and maturity. He gained favor from God and people.
From Proverbs, we read the words out of Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. What's been known as the Ode to a Capable Wife. A capable wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flask and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant, who she brings food from far away. She rises while it is still night and provides food for her household and tasks for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hand. She plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all of her household are clothed in crimson. She makes herself coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the city gates, taking his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies the merchant with sashes. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her happy. Her husband, too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share of the fruit of your hands and let her works praise her in the city gates. This is the word of the Lord. The book of Proverbs is full of wisdom. And if we look at Jesus in that text that Holly read a few minutes ago, even Jesus grew up as a child of wisdom and grew up in a way that he would be wise even before his age. We see that in that story where Mary and Joseph discover that he is missing and they go to find him. And I don't know about you, but I probably wouldn't have been real happy with that young man when I found him in Jerusalem after he says, "Well, why have you been looking for me so hard? Didn't you know this is where I'd be?" I might have had some other choice words to say to him at that moment if you were his parent, I suspect. But yet he knew that he was where he needed to be. And they would learn to understand that this child was not just any ordinary child, of course. But Proverbs is a book of wisdom for us, written by King Solomon. although he did not exactly abide by his own wisdom, because it leaves us to know that he was a man who had multiple wives and led a life that was sometimes astray to what he espoused in the book of Proverbs. Solomon asked God for an understanding mind when he responded to God's desire to give him what he wanted. And as I said, it's unfortunate, however, that Solomon didn't live up to the writings in that book. Proverbs is one of our books of wisdom literature that tells us how to live our everyday life. Suggestions for effective living. Proverbs are a set of spiritual insights drawn from experience. The Proverbs call us to action, but don't argue moral or spiritual beliefs. The Proverbs help us to focus upon God, His character, His work, His blessings, and how to live in close relationship to Him. And so when we think about the word wisdom, we realize that it tells us about knowledge, that accumulation of philosophical or scientific learning that we have. It also gives us insight into the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships. Do you know in your own mind when you can tell about something or someone pretty quickly, you can size that individual or a situation up without a lot of difficulty? Judgment, good sense about things is part of wisdom. And just having a wise attitude, belief, or a course of action for a given situation. A household, a relationship of a man and woman who are living together in Christian love and living together as a family, I think need to abide by these qualities. First of all, there needs to be trust. Trust among one another. And these days, we have lots of ways that that trust can be broken. And I was aware not long ago that little thing called email and texting can lead us to some very serious waters. You know, we can communicate with anybody we want to these days in a matter of a few seconds by text or by email and may or may not be able, and may be able to do it without that other person knowing that we're doing it. Maybe that old flame, that old friend. Be careful about those relationships of the past because those can come back to bite us if we're not careful. So be careful with that social media part of your life and your relationship, but trusting one another, believing in one another, and not giving that other person room to wonder about trust of you when you're out and about and away from the other person, as well as trust of your children, giving them the ability to know that you trust them and that they can trust you. Care for family and loved ones' needs. Providing for one another, providing for your children, providing for your spouse, seeing that they have what they need. Not just what they want, but what they need. Hard worker, an eye for what is best, for what the family needs in their life. Reaching out to those in need, both family and others. Reaching out into the community. One of the focuses of United Methodist Women is about reaching out to women, children, and youngsters. Trying to address and make their situations better around the world. Self-care. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't take time for myself. I shouldn't do that for myself. My children, my husband is more important than I am. But you know what? If we don't take care of ourselves, how can we take care of others? And so it's important to care for the self to a certain degree. And respect for the spouse and his reputation. You know, the old saying goes, behind every successful man is a successful woman. I believe that's the way that adage goes. Huh? So we need to support one another and support one another's endeavors. You know, many of us grew up in the day when the wife stayed home and didn't work out of the home. But today that is a more of a reality than ever. And so do we support that spouse in their work, whether they're male or female, and respect what they do? And encourage them in that. Support of the community. One of the things that my mother did when she was living in their United Methodist Women, they created a tutoring program. And they took time and raised money so that youngsters in school at Monroe Central could have tutors after school. And they would teach them in math and English and spelling and reading and all those kind of things. And they received grants from the Pacers Foundation and all kinds of places. And when she passed away, we made that her memorial, in fact, and it turned out very nicely. And that program continues even to today. They're continuing to mentor young people who need help in school. And she saw that. She saw the value of that and jumped on that. And she led the cause for that. And so we have the important role as to take on that cause. And one of the causes that you've championed in this congregation, and you may say, we talk about that all the time. We talk about it all the time because it's important. Our Kids Hope program is so valuable to us, and we continue to see over and over and over what showing up Monday through Friday, being there for an hour with that young man or young woman, and the impact that they have, impact that we have on their lives for that 1 hour for some weeks out of the year. Speaks with wisdom and understanding. We need to speak to people with a kindness and with an understanding, with willingness to hear what we say to one another and what others are saying to us, and hear what's beneath the surface and take time to really listen. We live in a society where everything in our society talks about how beautiful they are. Everything about being beautiful is so important. What happened to the inner beauty? What happened to and what's going on underneath that exterior beauty? Because that's what lasts. That's what stays and endures forever. Lastly, but probably more importantly, the fear of God. Having a relationship with God, knowing that God walks with that person every day, all the time. Now, we know that there are some that don't quite live up to that relationship, but we want to pray for them and hope that they'll find their way into that relationship and find their way into living out their lives as a noble and capable person. Amen. Today. Have a good time today, and may God's presence be with you this day and every day as you go out this week, and may you remember that you're always a part of a family. Amen.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her
We want to thank you for being a part of Foundations for Living this morning and remind you that every Sunday morning at 9:30, we meet in the sanctuary at the Van Buren United Methodist Church. We would love to have you come and be a part of us here in Van Buren, or join us on the air again next week with Foundations for Living. Also, you may hear this and other messages on our website at vanburenumc.org. You have been listening to Foundations for Living, a presentation of the Van Buren United Methodist Church, underwritten by Finn Cannon Ford of Hartford City.